All right, the Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. We do have a big event coming up this weekend. It is the Musical Scholarship Benefit Concert. That'll be 7 o'clock Saturday, January 18th. That's this Saturday, Aberdeen Presbyterian Church. The Aberdeen First Presbyterian Church, 4th and Broadway in Aberdeen. And the best part is admission is free, and everybody's invited to come out and attend. And amongst the performers there, we heard from Amanda Ransom. Up next, we've got Ryan Irvina, who's stopping in. And Ryan, you're part of the Grays Harbor College Opera Workshop, which has been directed by Ian and Joy Dorsch. And first of all, they're fun people. They are a lot of fun to be around. So that must be a blast being a part of that group.
It really is. It has been a tremendous opportunity to have been to audition and to really become a part of their group.
Ian and Joy, that's a passion of theirs, was to get people to want to be into opera again, because they love opera and they wanted to share that. And it apparently it's successful, because I heard that the Magic Flute, which you did last weekend?
Yes.
At the Grays Harbor College Bishops, and I heard that it was packed.
Yes, both times were packed. Sunday was a little bit less, you know, because of the playoff game, but we saw how that went. But yeah, we sold over 400 tickets for the weekend.
It's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. For opera.
Yes, for Opera on the Harbor.
Now, as far as your performance at this year's Musical, you obviously can't do an entire opera.
No.
We'd be there all day. So you have to do like a piece of an opera. So what would you pick?
Our plan as it kind of stands right now is we're going to do one of the big finales in the opera, which involves a couple of our soloists, myself included, as well as a couple of the big group chorus numbers. That way we can really showcase the entire opera without having to put people through a two-hour opera.
How many members are in this opera workshop?
We have... It's 40 or 42.
So there's a lot of people in there.
Yes.
Wow. And so you're going to have a lot of... It sounds like you're going to have quite a few of you there.
Yes, we're going to hopefully have the entire group there, minus maybe one or two.
And you're going to do a number from the opera you just put on, the Magic Flute?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell us which one, or is it going to be more than one?
It's going to be more than one. Right now, we're kind of looking at doing stuff from the Act 1 finale all the way to the end, and probably get a couple things from the Act 2 finale that features some of the other soloists that weren't in Act 1.
Now, when you're in opera, you're obviously going to be a singer, and if you're a singer in opera, you are known as pretty much what your range is. So there's like tenors, and there's sopranos, and there's basses, and I don't know if I'm missing anything, but what are you?
I'm a tenor.
You are a tenor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a tenor. And now the sopranos are the ones that are really high.
Yes, yeah, the sopranos are the ones that can sing insanely high notes. In fact, one of our lead soprano, Amelie Holt, she was the queen of the night. She actually sang some of the highest notes that opera has ever written.
Wow. Yeah, when you hear some of this, that's like the glass breaking stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have to keep the wine glasses away when she sings?
A little bit? Sometimes. Depends.
A little bit. And now is a soprano, is it typically a female that sings soprano, or are there males that sing soprano too?
There, in throughout opera history, there have been males that have sung soprano. You know, way back when they had, you know, castrati's.
Sure.
And there are some men who can hit soprano notes even to this day. We call them countertenors.
Oh, okay.
But we don't have any of those.
Well, some of the most famous opera singers are tenors.
Yes.
I mean, like the three tenors. Those get Pavarotti.
Yes.
He was a tenor. Yeah. Well, this is going to be fun, and so you get a solo part.
I do. I played, I guess, the lead in the Magic Flute. I was Tamino, the prince.
Ooh, nice.
So yes, I will be a featured soloist in our set.
Now, before I let you go, I just want to ask you one thing. When it comes to opera, was it something that you were already into and wanted? Oh, this is cool! I got this group, or was it something that like, hey, you should come try this, see what you think?
I had always loved like classical singing from a younger age, but it was one of those things that I'm like, well, I don't know if I'll ever have an opportunity to do this, because I like many others thought that it was just kind of like a dying thing, that there really wasn't going to be much of it in the future. But I'd always really loved it, and then when Ian and Joy told me about it, I thought, well, yeah, I'll absolutely come out and do that.
And do you have a favorite piece of music when it comes to opera that's a, like, when you think of an opera song, not necessarily something that you're doing right now, but something that you really just hits you, like, I really love this piece of opera. This is why I love opera.
I would have to say anything from Handel. I love his oratorios, and not necessarily, I guess it's not necessarily opera, but if I had to pick specifically opera, probably
that's a tough one. I know
it really is.
That's like asking somebody, what's your favorite band of all time?
It really is. Everyone has such different tastes. But I think the Magic Flute will always hold a special place in my heart. Having been with this production now since September and having really put everything into this.
Well, check it out. You can see Ryan to a solo performance as well as part of the big ensemble performance from the Magic Flute at this Saturday's Music House Scholarship Benefit, 7 o'clock Saturday, Aberdeen First Presbyterian Church, 4th and Broadway. Admission is free, and guess what? You're invited, so stop in there and check it out. Thank you, Ryan Ervina. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.